all that we think or feel about God. And God also delights in that. The third reason is that he not only wants us to trust him, but he wants us to love him and have fellowship with him. And prayer brings us in a deeper relationship with him. And God loves and delights in our relationship with him. And the fourth reason is that prayer allows us as his creatures to be involved in the work of his advancement of his kingdom. And this gives expression to our greatness as creatures made in God's image. So, yes, we could ask the questions, why should we pray when God knows what we're going to pray before we pray it? And why should we pray if the Holy Spirit intercedes for us and God searches our hearts through the Holy Spirit? But it's clear that prayer is all about relationship. And one of the amazing things about our God is that he delights in a relationship with us. Our Creator, our Almighty God, who is above all things, delights in relationship with us, broken, imperfect sinners. So deciding not to pray is turning our backs on this fact. And therefore turning our backs on God's will for relationship with us. So I'm pretty sure it's dangerous to take this passage and use it as an excuse to not pray in our times of weakness. God is searching our hearts, he is seeking us, and he wants relationship with us. And we must respond to this by turning towards him in prayer. But yes, in some situations, as Paul says in this passage, there'll be situations where we cannot find words to pray. And in these relatively rare situations in our life, it's okay to trust that the Holy Spirit will intercede for us. But we should try and pray, safe in the knowledge that our seemingly ineffective prayers are being turned into a full-on communication of our situation to God via the Holy Spirit, which is pretty amazing, I think. So, having a look at verse 28. Verse 28, God says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose," God says, Paul says. Paul reminds us here, he's reminded here of God's providence. Even through these times of weakness, he reminds us that all things work together for good. Even the most difficult things, even the bad things in our lives, even our weaknesses, they all work together for good. And it's amazing how God orchestrates every event in our lives. In a world population of 7.7 billion people, our tiny little single individual lives somehow are mapped out by him before time began. And he orchestrates all these lives into a perfect web of good. One of my favourite heroic kind of Christian people is Corrie Ten Boom. And if you haven't read her book, Autobiography of the Time She Spent in the Concentration Camps, you have to read it because it's inspiring. And when, after the war, she travelled around speaking to people about God, and there was a poem she would read, and there was a picture she would show, and it's been used in sermons before, but it's quite inspiring, so I'm gonna use this today. So I'm going to read this poem out to you. So it's Grant Colfax's Tula poem. It's called "Life is But a Weaving." It says, "My life is but a weaving between my God and me. I cannot choose the colours he weaveth steadily. Oft times he weaveth sorrow, and I in foolish pride forget he sees the upper and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttles cease to fly will God unroll the canvas and reveal the reasons why. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he has planned. He knows, he loves, he cares. Nothing his trust can dim. He gives the very best to choose those who leave the choice to him." And at the same time as reading this poem, she used to show this picture here. So we can see that's the back of a tapestry. And in our weaknesses, our stresses, our worries, our health scares, our decaying bodies, our sin, our hurt, our pain, our lost loved ones, our lost job, our suffering children, our finances and our fears. These are the knots, the untidy clumps, the disorderly patterns and the odd mix of colours on the back of the tapestry. But God is weaving a beautiful picture of our lives. And if we know Jesus and if we love God, and our lives and our bodies will be redeemed. So there is a happy ending to all the sin and the suffering in this broken world, just as Dan explained last week. And it will one day be renewed, and us alongside it. There'll be no more death, no more decay, no more suffering, and no more sin. And on this day, God will reveal the front of the tapestry to each of us, and we will be crowned in glory, and we will grow no more. And for those who love God, all things work together for good. And for those who are called according to his purpose. So in our weaknesses, we are not alone. God turns to us and he seeks our hearts. He hears our groans and he carries us through. 1 Peter 5 tells us to cast all our anxieties on him because he cares for us. Psalm 43 verse 1 tells us God is our refuge and our strength. An ever-present help in times of trouble. And the writer of Hebrew tells us in chapter 13, verse 5, he reminds us that God promises us in Deuteronomy that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He promises us that all things, even our weaknesses, will work together for good because we love God and he loves us. He never forsakes us. He is always by our sides. So we must not turn away from him in our times of weakness. We must lean into him, rely on him, praise him, worship him, and spend time in his presence. Psalm 27, I was reading through the Psalms a few weeks ago, when I had a few weeks where I was struggling, and I had a session of reading the Psalms, and one of the first verses he gave me was, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong and have courage, wait for the Lord." And as I came to the end of reading this kind of reading session, I kind of felt myself saying, yeah, okay, I've done enough Bible reading now, I'm gonna stop. And the last thing that I read was, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and have courage, wait for the Lord." So I wrote that down and put it in my fridge. And the interesting thing about this passage is that "be strong and have courage" was my motto at school. So it's quite a meaningful passage to me. And the "wait for the Lord" was God telling me just to be patient and wait for God's timing. And I think sometimes we can be impatient. We want things to happen in our timing. And God reminds us through our lives that if we wait for him and we remain strong and have courage, that his timing's perfect. So we must trust in him, that these times of weakness in our lives will not last forever. He knows our struggles and he hears our groans. And we must trust him that they are part of his plan and that he will turn them for good. And whilst we endure them, that he will give us the strength and the courage that we need and he will carry us through. And we as a church are going through a season of extreme sadness and suffering at the moment. And there are people in our church going through times of intense weakness. But the way they have leaned into the Lord and turned to him is inspiring. And that's what Paul is talking about in this passage. And we have hope. We have hope of a coming time where all pain, death and suffering will be no more. But at Kintore Community Church, we are entering a new season this week. As we welcome the Raithals, we welcome Harley as our first Kintore pastor, first official Kintore pastor. We can leave this building today with excitement about what God has planned for this church. There will be more times of weakness. There will also be times of glory. And we pray that in this new season, that his glory will be revealed to the people of Kintore. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for reminding us that even in the darkest times of our lives, that you never forsake us. Even in the times when we feel distant from you and we feel that we have no words of prayer, that you are searching our hearts, that you can see our stresses, our anxieties, you can hear our groans and our worries. And we thank you, Lord, that you turn everything for good, even the difficulties, even the weaknesses in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.